Hi, my name is Selena Hale, and when it comes down to it, at the bottom line, I have anxiety and depression.
Mental illness is a growing epidemic. Statistically, one in every three children will be diagnosed with a form of mental illness.
I'm not opposed to my diagnosis. It's something that's always been a part of me, always will be a part of me, and I don't feel one way or the other about it. What I don't like is the stigma around it. Like, people seem to think that they can't be around people who have a mental illness of any sort because they'll somehow catch it.
This is one of the common perceptions under the stigma.
A lot of the time, you meet people who are anxious and depressed, and you wouldn't even know it, because generally speaking, these people have a very good ability to hide it. A lot of people weren't aware that I had these issues until I outright said them, and then they kind of go, nah, you don't have that. So, yeah, I do.
Hunter Himmel has over a decade of experience working with children with disabilities and special needs. He encourages others to steer away from the stigma.
It upsets me because all these people, it's a situation-by-situation basis, but they all have good qualities, and they may be fearful because someone makes involuntary sounds and noises. Not really, that does upset me that people can't look past the outside things, the material things, if you will.
Taylor Lace is studying child, youth, and family at Guelph and is becoming a registered early childhood educator. She also has 2 years as the Sunshine Special Needs Coordinator at BVG Camp. She believes that the stigma is lessening. However, more should be done.
But I think that acceptance and tolerance of people who are quote-unquote different still needs to be worked on more. So this past summer I worked with triplets, all three of them with severe cerebral palsy, all three in wheelchairs, one nonverbal, very, very high needs. And a lot of the kind of stigma around them and the negative reactions that we got from other children their age, they were 8 years old, I found more came from the parents. So I think that parents kind of becoming tolerant and accepting of people that are different and people with special needs is the first step in order to make our society more accepting. So I noted that when parents were very accepting, their children kind of realized that this is okay and this is normal, and then those types of children were the ones that befriended the triplets. However, some parents looked at it as they're different and you don't need to be friends with them, and then those kids in their cabin didn't have much of an interest in being friends with them. So they get that. I think that people need to realize that giving others a chance, whether they appear different or not, I don't think it's something that they would regret. And I think that that is what people still need to learn. I think people need to realize that it's okay to be different.
Taylor believes that inclusivity, awareness, tolerance, and acceptance go a long way.
Just making people aware. I think that some people aren't aware of the differences that they don't see and the amazing factors that do come into disabilities and the amazing assets of people, whether they have a disability or not. So I think that making people more aware.
This is a common theme among Taylor, Selena, and Hunter. It takes more than just accepting that someone has an invisible disability.
I'm aware that some people buy into stigma just because they're uneducated. So I really honestly would say, get educated, learn about these things, read about it, find out, like, figure it out, learn it for yourself. And I think once you've done that, if you're still closed-minded about it, then keep your opinions to yourself. Because honestly, yes, you're entitled to your opinion, but if it's not helpful, don't say it. There are people who are struggling out there, and they do not need more negative things thrown at them.
In order for us to accept, we must understand our differences and embrace that diversity, because together, we can stop the stigma. For Newsnight, this is Amanda Woodrow.